Okay, good morning, everybody. So, Shishi of Pekudei, the end of the drama, really picks up, and it's Moshe establishing and erecting the Mishkan in actuality. Vahi b'chodesh harishon b'shana shenis b'echal v'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. Vayaka Moshe es ha-mishkan, vayiten es adana, vayasem es gerashav, vayiten es bricha, vayakam es amudav, vayifros es ha-ohel ha-mishkan, vayasem es mitzi ha-ohel alav milmala, kasher tziva adana es Moshe. And then we get to Moshe actually offering, you know, establishing the Aron and offering all of the various avodos, so setting up the menorah and doing hadlakas haneros, setting up the mizbeach haketores, where the aliyah concludes, and actually offering a ketores. And the Ramban notes, yeah, Moshe basically inaugurated all of the different kalim, you know, in his own way. But I think, you know, sort of the most poignant aspect as we move towards the end of Sefer Shmos is to think about what a difference a year makes. Vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hashenis be'echad l'chodesh hukam ha-mishkan. So it's the chodesh harishon, it's be'echad l'chodesh, it's just 1 year later, b'shana hashenis. It's obviously, you know, let's say it's b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim, even though that doesn't even need to be mentioned, and one can't help but think, vayomer Hashem Moshe v'yal Aron be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor, ha-chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodeshim rishon hu lachem l'chodshei ha-shana. That first message of Geula, right, 10 days before they would take the Karban Pesach, 14 days before they would shech the Karban Pesach, 15 days before Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, and now look how far they've come. Not only are they no longer Avadim, not only have they received the Torah, but also the Luchos Hashnios, recovered from the Egel Azav, and now they're making the vision of the Asuli Mikdash, B'shachanti B'socham, a reality, right? And so the Torah emphasizes, it's an entire pasuk devoted just to a date, right? There's nothing else there. But that's exactly the point of this pasuk as we move towards the conclusion of Sefer Shmos, is to say that, you know, Yeshua Hashem keheref ayin, sometimes we can't imagine what a difference a year will make in our collective lives. And part of that is, you know, obviously been experienced, you know, lira'ah, in recent years, and thinking about things being turned upside down, but that it is equally true, Litova, charting out a year from the moment of HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodeshim, you know, Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh, the vision of Kiddush HaChodesh, and what it would mean to be a free person and to be able to mark one's time, and a remarkable year, a year unlike any other, had elapsed.